So we are going to take a very different look at nutrition. And I do call this Nutrition 101. It's basically the fundamentals. So yes, we're going to give you some idea about what to eat. Okay? But a lot of times when people look at better nutrition, people want to have better digestion. I often hear comments. A comment like, oh my God, I eat so healthy, but I can't lose weight. Or, you know, I'm eating really good, but I have no energy. You know, I eat so well, but I still have gas and bloating. I have diverticulitis. Has anybody heard this stuff before? You know, where you think you're doing the right things, but you still have digestive issues, and your health is not where you want it to be. So when we talk about nutrition, we talk about, okay, here, you know, you can Google, and we're going to give you at the end of this diet, you know, recipes that we came up with, and they're going to be specific. So if I laid out a meal plan right in front of you, okay, and I said, eat this. You can do anything. You can do South Beach. You can do Atkins. You can do all of these different things. Well, I could look at a diet and say, if you eat this, yes, it will make you better, make you a little bit better, but you will still have the same problems. It's very difficult to eat yourself to be healthier, okay? It's, if you're not addressing some specific things. Because if we just, you know, Googled healthy eating and you get a cookbook, why don't you just eat what's in that cookbook all the time? The word die is in diet, okay? So what that means is diets really don't work. Principles work. Principles are what guide you. So let me give you a for instance. All right. I have a principle that says, I shall not kill. Okay? You don't have to tell me not to kill you, or you, and you, or you. I don't have to walk myself through, you know, sometimes you want to kill people, but I still have the principle that says, I shall not kill. So I don't need the explanation of not to kill everybody, right? Because I have a principle. So tonight what I want to do is I want to give you a principle of how the digestive works. How the digestive system works, how we actually get energy into our system, how we heal ourselves with food, so you don't ever have to read another food label. All right, because I'm going to give you the principles from a much different light than I think you might expect tonight, okay? So let's start. So I just put this together because I really there's some new stuff that I really wanted to add. So I built this last night. So if there are some typos or some spelling things, please ignore those, or maybe bring them up and then I'll note them. All right. Okay. So. Just like we said, I'm in the line right here. Let me move over here. You know, sometimes the answers are right in front of you. You know, my mission is to give you the tools to make the right choices about your health. Whether I'm talking about nutrition, next month we're going to be doing a talk called Couch to 5K, giving you the considerations nutritionally, exercise-wise, strengthening-wise, what to do. I'm also going to be giving... we got to move Dr. Bones, don't we? You sure? All right. So the month after, I'm going to be doing the perfect night's sleep, which there's so much consideration which you need to make with sleep. So, but regardless, in all of these, this wellness series that we've launched in 2014, I want to give you the tools that you can use to help shift your consciousness one habit at a time. That's how you become healthy. One habit at a time. If you leave here tonight and you only change one thing and you do it consistently, you're going to be healthier because of it. Right? If the only thing you did tonight, which I'm not really going to talk about so much, but is to hydrate, if you made it your focus, right, like I do here, I put a mark on my water bottle, and I make sure, and then it's one of the erasable marks. So with my finger, I erase it, because I forget how many bottles, I have to drink 7 of these a day. So once I finish 7 of these a day, I know I'm hydrated. And that's on top of everything else I drink. So if you do one thing and you drink half of your body weight in ounces, and you do that consistently, you're going to have more energy and you're going to have less pain. That one thing. Right? That could be a pack your bag moment. If you did that, you're going to be healthier. So ultimately, we are a product of our belief systems, right? You often, anybody that heard me talk, you often hear me say that you are an adaptation to your beliefs. Why? Because your beliefs dictate your actions. So whether you woke up this morning and you had a big cup of milk, or you woke up this morning and had a coffee, or you woke up this morning and you had a glass of water, each one of those is driven by a belief. Coffee, you just need to wake up. You need that to wake up. You know, milk, you think that's good for you. Water, because you know, you're like, no, I just want to hydrate because I know that that's good for me. So each one of those are driven by a belief. Everything that you do is driven by a belief. And your body constantly adapts to those daily rituals. Okay? Now, you know, where do we look? Right? This, you know, I love this one. So, milk does the body good. How many people are here that milk is good for you? And how many people here that milk isn't good for you? You know, you have, you know, who do you trust? Who are we using for our resources? You know, asthma inhalers. You know, if a child has asthma, the only, you know, thing you can do is prevention is to give them an inhaler. Well, you know, is that right? Why aren't we making other choices? You know, this was my daughter's temperature. I posted that on our site. It was 103.9. It was 102. Then I adjusted her. It went to 103.9. And I let it stay at 103.9, went to 104.2. It was there for about a half an hour. And then after a half an hour, her fever went completely gone. She started walking around, running around. I'm like, what's going on? Next thing you know, we took her temperature. It was 98.8. So within a six-hour period, fevers went up, came down, went up, came down. It spiked at about 104.2. Not giving her anything, and then her fever was gone. You know, that's driven by my belief. I believe that the body fights infection by raising the body's core temperature to make the immune system work more effectively. You interfere with that, you change brain development when the child's young. So it's a belief. We have all of these beliefs that are defined by what everybody is doing around us, and we happen to live in the people that, how do you, who defines your belief system?
News.
News, right? The media around you. Society. The five people that you surround yourself with have the most influential impact on your belief system than anybody else. Okay? So you look at, you kind of adapt the beliefs of the people around you. Your parents that raise you, you adapt their belief systems, right? Because that's your paradigm, unless you are conscious about changing that belief system. Now, here's the tough part about the belief. Beliefs are very difficult to change. Because do you know, first thing you have to do to change a belief is you have to introduce a new idea, which is what we're going to offer tonight. So let's say, you know, ingrained in you, milk is good for you. I grew up on a dairy farm and I drink milk and it's the best thing in the world because of calcium. My doctor told me to drink milk for my calcium, strong bones. Yeah, okay. So now I come in, I say milk is bad for you. What is your first reaction? What's the first reaction that you're going to have? What is it? Right. It's to deny it. It's to, no way. No, you're wrong. So the first thing when a new whether the new idea is right or wrong, your first thing is to push back because you have your beliefs, right? So you're going to deny or push back or, you know, say, you know what, not listen. So then what happens is the next phase that happens is you will start to, that introduction of that new idea sets in, then you're going to start to play with it. You're going to start to see things differently, right? The reticular activated system in your brain, when you buy a car, you now see that car everywhere because it's now turned on. You're becoming more aware of your surroundings. Then what will happen is you'll start to play with that idea. This is called the golden handcuff phase, where you're like, wow, I see that now. And you'll start to play with it. Then eventually your paradigm changes. It's a process and it takes a long period of time. So I don't expect you to embrace everything I say, but I just want you to think a little bit different about the information that I'm going to present. Fair enough? Okay, good. Where does the United States rank? On the 50 healthiest countries in the world, based on September 2013. Fifty-one. So the people around you, this is based on life expectancy. So the people around you, their belief systems have driven us to 51. Right? So what everybody tells you, when you hear the word they, who's they? Right? It's a part of a chapter in a book I'm writing. Who's they? You know, oh, they tell you. Oh, they say. This is what they say. Oh, no, they're telling you this. So who they is really is defining your, it's just everybody else's opinion of what's going on. So truly, to get to a better place, we need to change your belief system. So the way that I set up this talk is the way that there's an experience here for those of you that are patients and are in it. It's called the Interactive Healing Experience. What is the first thing that I do in the first phase of care, for those of you that are patients?
The testing.
The testing. But what do I do for the first 12 visits? That's all I do, right? I only, because when most people come into the office, and I'm going to be showing you why, you don't have the ability to digest food effectively. You don't have the ability to be healthy at this point yet because your body is so out of balance. And ultimately, what controls everything in the human body? The nervous system, right? And your spine is the central processor of this system. So you look at the body like this. So the first, I kind of broke this talk into some stages. The first thing is align right. Right? So we look at this. This was a horrible drawing. I did this. I'm sorry about it. I was tired. My eyes. I'm like, you know, I'm just going to put it in there. I will adapt this drawing to be a little bit better. But so here's your spine, right? Brain's controlling everything in the human body. You look at this like a snowstorm, where there's 4 inches of snow outside. And you got to drive your car to the mall to pick something up. Now, if there's no plows have been out, are you going to be able to drive efficiently to the mall? No. Now, picture putting a plow in front of you, removing all that interference. Now what happens to the car? You can move more effectively, right? Now picture the complexity of all of Boston. This is how the nervous system works in your body. Now, if you throw a whole bunch of snow, 4 inches, well, let's, no, there you go, no plows. Let's do Georgia, right? You snow on them, they're all over the place. Things are out of balance. The whole system is shut down because things aren't functioning effectively. You throw plows and you clear out all that interference, things start working more effectively, okay? So I look at that as the exact analogy of what happens in the spine. Brain here, right, communicates to the stomach through this nervous system. you have a road going to the stomach and then a road coming back up to the brain. This passageway needs to happen effectively, right? Two-way communication. If there's interference in that, or your four lanes go down to two lanes, things aren't going to work as effectively. So the digestive system isn't going to be able to digest as effectively. When you eat food, the stomach's supposed to tell the brain what type of food's in it, well, through smells, and we're going to get into that in a second. And then the brain tells the stomach how much acid to produce. Now, if there's interference there, the stomach produces too much acid. Or if you don't have proper bacteria in your GI tract, which we're going to get in, your stomach produces way too much acid. If you have candida throughout your GI tract, way too much acid production. So there's a breakdown here, and ultimately, what's controlling everything in the human body? The brain through what system? Nervous system. What protects the central nervous system? Spine. And then what protects the spine? Muscles. So when this nerve comes out, it splits. Part of the nerve goes to the stomach, and that exact same nerve goes to the muscle right at that same level. So when we come down the spine with the technology that we use, or through my evaluation, I can tell if there's muscle spasms right here, I know that the muscle isn't the problem. That tells me what's going on internal. Does that make sense? So you don't have muscle problems, you have lifestyle issues. And that is ultimately the message I'm trying to get across when I'm out there in the public speaking, is don't listen so much to what the pain is, listen to what is the pain telling you. Right? It's like your check engine light in your car. That check engine light's on, you're not going to, you know, put cortisone on it, you're not going to put a piece of tape on it so you don't see it. That's like sticking cortisone in a joint to not feel it. Does that make sense? Different things happen. So, the first thing is, balance out the central nervous system, allow the roads to start moving. That's number one. Number two, you need to be right. So the first thing is align right. Then the second is be right. This is a principle in a concept that is missed through the entire nutrition. I'm also a nutritionist by training. And it's missed. Nobody ever talks about this. And this, to me, I don't know whether it's just my experience or how I came to the understanding about this, but this is the diamond in the rough. If you can understand this, you can understand why you get sick in the wintertime. You can understand why, you know, it's no coincidence that when somebody has a problem with digestion, there's also hormonal imbalances. Or when somebody has a problem with their immune system, there's also a digestive problem. Because they're all connected through the type of nervous system, which is called your autonomic nervous system, which it addresses your state of being. Okay? What do you think I didn't get there first. Let me get here. So you have two different states in your body, okay? You have a state, and your body only has so much energy. We're going to get to why this is important in a second. You can manipulate how much energy we have, but let's say through the eating you're doing, through diet, through the amount of sleep, your body only has, let's say it's supposed to have 100 units of energy, but you only have 70 units of energy. That's it. This is obviously argument's sake, okay? So you have 70 units of energy that your body can use for every process in the human body. Everything. We're talking about digestion. We're talking about moving our ankle. We're talking about hearing. We're talking about everything. 70 units of energy. Now, there are two different systems in the body. There are survival systems, which are your musculoskeletal systems, your respiratory system, cardiovascular, and metabolism. These are your survival systems. If you're going to run from a tiger, your body's going to transfer those 70 units of energy here. And then on the flip side of that, you have growth and development systems. What do you think your growth and development systems are? I just named them. Reproductive system, digestive system, immune system. Totally separate. You cannot be running from a tiger, right? Which would put you in which state? Here or here? Survival, right? You cannot be running from a tiger and eating a sandwich at the same time. Can't do it. How many people have heard, which is a good paradigm, you shouldn't eat a sandwich and then swim? Why do you think that is? Because your stomach will what? Yeah, but what will happen to your stomach? It will cramp. Why do you think that happens? Because your brain, just like putting a puzzle together, you have to think about putting a puzzle together. Your brain has to think about digestion. It doesn't want to think about digestion and think about the muscles at the same time. Because you only have 70 units of energy. The body works efficiently. The reason why a joint breaks down arthritically is because there's scar tissue and the body just absorbs the joint space. It's because of damage. It's adapting to something. If you don't use it, you lose it. So, when you're in survival, when you're always running from a tiger, I don't care how well you eat, you are never going to have a good digestive tract. So what does this mean? People with ADHD are screwed. Why is that? Your brain's like this. Hey, what's going on? Hey, how you doing? My name's Dr. Martoni. I'm just. You're done. Because you are going to wear yourself down if you don't take the necessary approach to balance this stuff. If you always go, listen, and you're not sleeping, it's going to put you into survival. You're never going to have a good digestive tract. So I could come here and tell you the healthiest way to eat. But if you're not balanced, and this technology that we use here in the office is called pulse wave profiling, you put your hand in a little device and it tells you where you are along this curve. It tells you, based on it, this is balanced in the middle. This person would be digesting very well because this is the parasympathetic state. This is the growth state. This is the survival state. When do you think you're at most growth? When you're sleeping. When do you think you're at the greatest survival? When you're awake, but when you're running, when you're exercising, right? So the balance between these two systems is everything. What do you think happens in the winter? All right, so we have 70 units of energy, okay? 70, that's all we can use. Do you think it takes, what's our body temperature need to be? 98.6, right? Anybody have a fish tank? Do you think it takes more wattage to keep a fish tank at 80 degrees in a cold room or a warm room? In a cold room. Wattage means energy. So when you are outside in the wintertime, you're taking that 70, the body only has 70 units of energy. In the summertime, it's only giving, let's say, 10 units of energy to the metabolism. In the wintertime, it's giving 30 units of energy because maintaining 98 degrees is everything for your body. So if you're cold and chilled and your hands are cold, in the wintertime, you're going to have worse digestion. Right? If you're going to travel the country, if you're going to, let's say, go on a speaking engagement or you're under a lot of stress, does stress put you here or here? Survival or growth? Right. So if you're stressed, do you think you are going to have better digestion or worse digestion?
Worse.
Right. So when somebody comes into me with digestive problems, what do you think I'm making an assumption about their lifestyle? They're under stress. So I cannot address the way you're eating. I'm not going to address your supplementation until I balance your body, until I balance your mind, until I change your beliefs. Then we can start to eat right. Because, and how do you think I'm going to do it? I'm going to balance your nervous system. It's going to, because that throws the body into chaos. When your nervous system is out of balance, the body ramps up the survival mode. It uses unnecessary energy. Your body's becoming unproductive. So we want to make things move more productive. All right? Do you think they're using more energy moving around in Atlanta when there's, you know, everything's all bunched up, or things move more efficiently in the summertime? In the summertime, because there's no interference, things are moving. So this is number two. We want to first align right. Then we want to be right. Be right, a great resource for this, I believe, which has helped me out quite a bit, is Deepak Chopra's 21-day meditation challenges. Has anybody ever heard of those? I think, you know, if you've never meditated before, it's a great way. All you have to do, little self-discipline, the 21 days, 10 minutes a day, just schedule that time out, sit in front of the computer, put headphones on, just sit there and listen. The one I like for this is Perfect Health. He does a good job with that one. So now let's get to digestion. No, this is a nutrition talk. You didn't even talk about food yet. I was going to draw it, and I'm like, no way, I'm not going to do that again. Right? And I couldn't get this guy to fit on my spine thing. It just didn't make sense. So this is much better. I didn't draw this. My daughter could, but I couldn't. All right. So where's the food? We digest food. What's the first way that we digest food? Do you know?
Saliva.
Saliva, yeah. Well, saliva. You first start digesting food when you smell it. Because then that gets the saliva glands going. So, right. In the mouth with saliva. Is that how you spell saliva? Mm-hmm. All right, good. Perfect. All right. What's the second way you digest food?
Chewing.
Oh, you're good. I didn't put that in. Fine. Good. You're right. The third way.
Swallow.
And then it goes to where? Stomach. All right. In the stomach, how is food broken down?
Acid,
right? Stomach, acid. Perfect. So now, and then I didn't want to get too complicated, but my brain makes me do this. Then it goes through the duodenum, more acid, more enzymes, stuff like that. Then what happens is, and depending on if you eat protein, it's one enzyme, it's called amylase. Then it's hydrolase if you eat something different. But that's where the Atkins diet really was bad, because the more protein you eat, it caused holes in people's duodenums called duodenal ulcers. That was because you're eating too much protein. So then you have saliva, then you have the acid. Now, ultimately, where does food go to go into the GI tract? Go from the GI tract into the bloodstream. Where does it get broken down to do that? Intestines. Right. Now, what breaks down the food into tiny, tiny, tiny particles in order to go into the bloodstream? The little hairs? Yeah, that makes that increases the surface area. Bacteria. Anybody ever heard of probiotics? That's what does it. So probiotics are vital to the human body's growth and development. Probiotics are everything for digestion. When you have a problem with a digestive issue, you have an imbalance in the amount of bacteria you have in your GI tract. Because what happens is the stress that we're under, the foods that we eat right now, the way we used to get probiotics is bacteria lived on food, right? Like, anybody have a peach trees at their house? A peach drops, how long will it last for? Not much, not long, because what happens is bacteria around it, you're supposed to eat it, get that bacteria, that goes into your GI tract and it flourishes your GI tract. Fermented vegetables, different things. We used to get, culturally, a lot of probiotics in our diet. Now what happens, even organic food comes over from California, it's irradiated, killed all the bacteria, so food lasts longer. We just don't get those probiotics into our systems. And then ultimately, back in the 50s, what was added to our food to make it taste good? Fat. Right? You can manipulate fat and you can make food taste very good, give it a very good texture. Then what happened? Late 50s, a lot of heart disease, got to go low fat. So what did they have to do? They had to pull the fat out of the food. Well, tastes like cardboard. Then what did they have to do in order to make it taste good? They added sugar. Now that's what killed us. Because sugar feeds what in the GI tract? Yes, fungus. Rampant through the GI tract. So sugar feeds candida. The bacteria get overrun. You're supposed to have four times the amount of bacteria in your GI tract than you have cells in your body. Candida runs rapid, goes into your bloodstream, causes gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, causes all sorts of crap, no pun intended, to happen. Or not happen.
Right.
It's also a state of stress. But so your GI tract, your nervous system, and your stomach, they act as a second brain. I mean, your GI tract is so important to health and well-being. But the problem is, the first thing we're doing and we're starting with is we want to eat better. When the first thing you have to do is address your state, because ultimately, remember what I told you, you will not digest anything well if you're not thinking about digestion, if you're not slowing down, chewing your food, getting it down your throat, getting it to your digestive tract. You really want to make sure that that stuff is happening. And then, you know, then you have a process that's called leaky gut syndrome. Is anybody familiar with this? Anybody not familiar with leaky gut? All right. Here's a quick conversation on leaky gut syndrome. Leaky gut syndrome is a little bit controversial. It's controversial. You know, you have holistic, you have naturopaths, then you have, you know, current medical paradigm at WebMD, you know, and they all are bashing heads on this whole leaky gut syndrome. Now, really, my take on it is medicine will catch on, because usually they're way far behind what's actually going on in this world. Now that Dr. Oz, I don't know how he caused the shift in this whole thing, but he said that leaky gut syndrome's real, there's a whole lot more research being poured into this. And they're finding it is real. And, I mean, leaky gut syndrome is this. No, so it's this. Your GI tract has little holes, right? Those little holes, you eat food on... all right, see how this is thing? So you have food in here, right? Let's say this orange is the bloodstream. The food needs to go from here into the bloodstream. And it goes through these little channels, right? In this little channel, let's say I'm an enzyme, right? Or like a keystone. I'm a gatekeeper. And you're a calcium. And you come by me, and you're like, you know, bacteria just broke you down, and you're like, can I come through my little area? and you're a calcium. So I say, yeah, you're a calcium. I only accept calcium through this. Calcium, in this case, phosphates. So I'll let you and a phosphate come through, okay? So you can come through. Go ahead, come through. Right, go ahead. Right, go ahead. Good job, good. Now you can go into the bloodstream. All right. And what are you? You're a protein?
Sure.
No, you can't come through. I'm sorry, okay? All right, you go sit down. You're going to get pooped out, okay?
Okay.
You go to the pooper. Okay. So now, okay, thank you for that. All right. So that's normally how it's supposed to happen. I make the decision of who comes by me. As long as my little space is this narrow, I can control who comes by me. Now, if my space is from here to there, what's going to happen? You're going to get leakage. You're going to get these toxic proteins. Is our food becoming more toxic or less toxic? More toxic. So the leaky gut syndrome is swelling in the GI tract due to our diets, right? Due to the dairy products that we eat, gluten, whether you have gluten sensitivities, which we'll talk about briefly, whether you're under stress, whether you fed the fungus, you have a lot of sugar in your diet, causing inflammation and irritation through the GI tract. All of that type of stuff causes swelling, which causes these proteins to go through, which causes joint pain, bloating, all sorts of bad things to happen in the body. That is leaky gut syndrome. All right, that was a quick explanation. So type, all right, that would be you. That would be, you know, so type A is that personality that interjects in conversations, right? Short-term memory is a little bit not so there. Go. It always has to be somewhere. You know, the type of person, when I say meditation, you tell me to go to AT double hockey sticks, right? That type of person that can't shut down that brain. That's a type A personality. The type A personality tends to have an issue with the right side of their brain, right? Which makes your digestive tract a little weaker. So that is why. This is a nice way of saying people with ADHD. Okay? ADHD is, you have different degrees of it. You have significant degrees. It's a scale. ADHD is not a deficit nor a disorder. It's a state of being, right? And, you know, this slide is the exact slide that I showed in my ADHD workshop, but I just changed it to type A personality, not to, you know, just, but it is that type A personality. Now, there are varying degrees that make it, you know, unexplained underachievement that really become an issue in life, but really it's just that type, it's a severe type A personality inside. Inside your brain, somewhat. Make sense?
Yep.
Okay, good. And, yeah, there we go. So, now, let's start to get a little bit into nutrition, because this is where we start talking about it, okay? Where do we ultimately get our energy from?
Sun.
Right? Any of you that have been with me for a while know that I'm not a big reader of these things. This is what called a what? Food label. This is why I believe food labels are killing us. Because when you look here, you know, you'll look at these two things. People, oh, calorie. Oh, 185 calories make my butt fat, right? Oh, look at this, 70. And then you look, oh, fat, nice, low on fat. 18 grams of fat, you're not putting that into these lips. Uh-uh. What, minute on the lips, life on the hips, right? No way, Jose, baby. Don't do that, right? And they'll look at this and they'll be like, all right, if I'm going to choose, I'm going here. This is where I'm going. Oh, lean all the way, right? So people are making the choice, I'm eating fat-free chips. They taste good. They're fat-free. They're low in calories. That's not bad. It's going to fill my stomach up. Nice. But, I mean, look at the difference between the two. Fresh, raw coconut. You know, it's like, oh my God, where did we go wrong? The pyramid, it killed us. You know, and then you look here. These two things, you know, are pretty much the same when you looked at the serving size. I got rid of these things, and when you average it out, but you have, you know, the sugars are 14 here, 28 here, little bit higher here, and then you have sodium of 10 and sodium none here, and then you look, you know, ooh, vitamin C is better here, vitamin C is not so good, but when you really look at these, you're not really too concerned, but then you look at it and you're like, wait, no pulp, okay, it's 100% natural, where the heck does sodium come from? Right? So drinking Tropicana orange juice, 100%, how many people have heard drinking 100% juice is like you're getting your fruits and vegetables? Everybody, that's what we grew up on. It's media, it's advertising, it's bullcrap. If I put this thing, and this obviously is a perfect orange, these aren't supposed to happen, but if I take this waxed, genetically modified perfect orange, irradiated, and I peel it, and I squeeze it, and I dump it in a glass of, and I dump it in a glass. It takes 5 minutes for 80% of all the vitamin C to be oxidized and elicit unuseful for the digestive, for the human body. So, Tropicana, it has vitamin C in it, but it's not the same as eating an orange. So we have to get rid of this whole processed garbage stuff in our brains and really start eating food that is good for us. Can you do me a favor? Can you pull that out right now? No. The things in the back, the energy bites. So I believe I have enough for everybody. But I had my wife, she made some concoction. It's totally raw, not cooked. It has sunflower butter in it, so if anybody's allergic to sunflower butter, don't eat it. We didn't use peanut butter because I didn't like it, just to hold it together. But raw. This is what live, good food can taste like. You tried it today. Was it good? You know, and I'm a huge superfood fan, because we're going to get into superfoods right now, because ultimately, where do we get our energy from, Ken? The sun. So this is the way it's supposed to happen. The sun. And this is the only circle of life picture I could find online. Yeah, as she put it in the refrigerator. So, I'm sorry about that one. So here we go. Sun, right here, transfers its energy where? To the plant. The deer eats the plant, and then the carnivore eats the deer. Has anybody ever heard of farm-raised salmon versus, you know, naturally raised? Does anybody know why with the differences and why it's not as good?
The nutrients in farm-raised materials can only come from what it's fed in the farm state. But in the natural state, you get a lot more complexity.
Right. What if you feed the deer donuts? Right? Is it the same deer? Is it the same fat makeup of that deer? Is that deer get the same omega-3 fatty acids in the GI tract? Does a fish that fed corn pellets, it's supposed to get its fatty acids through, its omega-3s through algae, right? Blue-green algaes, phytoplanktons, because of the life that is harnessed from the sun, goes into that fish, goes into that food. Think about an individual that is full of life, an animal that's been eating grass its whole life, that runs around. Eating that animal is different than eating a donut animal. Really, ultimately, it's all the same stuff. It's just processed differently and added different stuff in it. Am I right?
It's a good analogy, I remember.
Good, yeah. Good, thank you. All right, so when you're eating your meat, it's important to know what it's eating. Because meat isn't meat. Fish isn't fish. Make sense? Good. So, has anybody ever heard of Kirlon photography? It takes the auras of people, but of food. Okay? So it shows you the amount of energy, the amount of life harness, sun energy that that food harnesses. Okay? So when you look here, this is an conventional piece of broccoli. This is an organic piece of broccoli. So it's harnessing a lot more energy. Does that make sense? So when you eat a broccoli that's organic or whatever it's not organic, where are you ultimately getting your energy from? The sun, which is giving you what? L-I-F-E. You're getting life energy. So when your digestive tract, and I know there's no food pyramid on life energy, but let me tell you something. Google, who knows everything, way more than any medical profession on the planet, Google knows everything. Google only knows 10% of what's going on in the entire body. 90% is unknown. Okay, so there's a whole lot of more crap that's going on in our body than we even know what there is. So life energy is real, because you can see it now. You always knew healthy vegetables were better than eating cooked ones. It's because of the life energy that it's harnessed. So, when you eat this food, you're ultimately getting your energy from the sun. So, when you eat a donut, where are you getting your energy from? Fats, carbohydrates, and proteins only, because there's no life energy. You're dead. You're devoid of that stuff. There's no DNA. So your body is breaking down. Those things are pretty good, right? Wait till I tell you what's in them. So it's not bad. You don't have to throw up. I can't go on tangents because I don't have a lot of time. Forget it. I'm like a tangent guy. I could talk a tangent all the way home. All right. So here you go, right? Here's a cooked tomato. And here's a raw tomato. What do you notice? Life. You want more energy? Eat more life. What did I say? You want more energy? You eat more what?
Life.
Exactly. You want to heal? You think life heals? Or do you think donuts heal? Life. Yeah, there you go. I love it. It does. Good for the mind. Good for the soul. Yeah. Ken. Yes. Yeah. No. Absolutely. Well, how much time do I have? Yeah. All right. Come back with the kids. No, you're all set. I'll be talking for about another. Do we have another 20 minutes? Half an hour? Okay, 20 minutes, half an hour. Perfect. Yeah, he's all set. I could talk forever. I have given this talk in 3 hours, a nutritional talk, but I'm not going to tonight. All right, so life. Look at this. What's this? What do you think the difference? Oh, you know, that's true. I'm looking at it like, oh, that's corn, obviously. No, those are corn kernels. That's not that obvious. So when you look at this right here, this is uncooked corn. This is uncooked corn, cooked corn. You can see, and I'm not saying that you have to, you know, stop eating and just go eat totally raw, but eating more raw foods, more life foods, gives you more energy. You want more energy, you eat more life. Okay, it's as simple as that. Now let's talk about superfoods. Now, you have different classes of food, right? Superfoods, that's where healing really gets taken to the next level. All right? That's a good book. David did a good book, a good job in this book. Him and I developed the chocolate together. Superfoods. This is a cacao bean or a cacao nib. Do you know what a cacao nib is? You just ate it. Right? It is not a really good tasting little thing. But it's the thing that gave that thing crunch. Okay? So, cacao is one of the most healing substances on the human planet as far as food is concerned, and cacao nibs. So everybody here, give me a food that has a high auric give me a food that is high in antioxidants.
Blueberries.
All right. Let me go to my little auric value list. Auric value is the way that they measure high antioxidants. So blueberries here rank 32 on the auric scale. 32. Give me another food very high in antioxidants. What is it? Yeah, broccoli's not on it.
No.
Goji, another good one. Goji ranks 133 on the auric.
Kale.
Kale is on here. Kale is 15. Want me to tell you what a goji is? I mean, a cacao nib? 955. Crazy amount of energy in that little thing that you just ate. So you want more energy, you want more healing, you want little buggers like this thing. That's like the, anybody ever gone to the what the heck is the Museum of Science and went into that thing? That's like that thing. Right? That's what I see. So, right, watch this. Pow, look at the goji berry. It's crazy. It's giving you life. Hold on. I'll go all the way back. The donut. That's what the donut does. Right? If I ate a piece of pizza today, you know, I'd be like this. Hey, how you doing, guys? Welcome to the nutrition lecture. I want to tell you, donuts are bad for you, all right? Atkins, you know, you want to lose some weight? Don't eat. Good, fantastic. Thank you for coming. Now, you come here, I'm all jacked up on goji berries and cacao beans, and I'm just like fired up. It's because I got a lot of energy. And yeah, I know I have that weird brain that keeps it going. But there are so many people that do eat better than I do. Okay, they do. I eat good, but I don't eat great. But why do I have 100 times more energy than they do? Because they start at the beginning of this. I believe people miss the boat when it comes to energy and digestion. They're all starting with eating better, which is good. You do want to eat better, but if you're not in that right state, you're not going to, you know, when you eat the goji berry, yeah, it's going to bring life into your system, but you're not going to be able to maximize that energy and take that to the next level. Okay? Superfoods, you want to make sure all of these are in your diet. All of them, except the goji berry, was in maca, in aloe, in blue-green algae, was in that thing that you ate. I'm sorry. But there's also chia seed, which is another. So what you ate, there's a whole bunch. We actually have them for sale in the back. And then I have an order form if anybody wants them. My wife is going to start making them. We're going to start selling them in the area. So there's like a price list on them. If anybody wants them, we got to pre-order them because we're in the process of getting the kitchen, legal so you can do all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But that's what it is. You want to start going after these superfood recipes, these superfood diets, cacao, goji berry, hemp seed, coconut oil, all that stuff is in the back. You guys can take a look at it. I might even have some stuff for samples. But you get this, you start adding superfoods to your life, you're going to take your health and well-being to another level. So yeah, you know, I am going to tell you at the end, I'm going to give you recipes, right? I'm going to give you eating guides, like don't eat steak and potatoes together. Why are you not supposed to eat a steak and a potato together? You digest them differently, right? Your body produces acid to digest food. Well, do you think you need a lot of acid to break down a steak?
Yep.
Yeah. What do you think the the mashed potatoes does to the acid. Neutralizes it, right? When you drink a lot of water in fluid with your meals, what do you think that does to the acid? Dilutes it, neutralizes it. So if you're eating a steak, you don't want to drink a lot of fluid. All of these things I'm going to be giving you in stuff you can read. Do you want to know why I give it to you in stuff you can read? Because you won't remember it. You will not remember a thing I say here, but you will remember how I make you feel. Okay? So remember that. People won't remember what you say in their presence. They will remember how you make them feel. So what will happen here is you'll say, I know, I can't remember what he said. And then you'll be like, well, because you remember everything, you just can't recall it. And then you can be like, energy. And that's right, I feel. And then you'll start to be like, yeah, I remember how I felt there. Then you will remember it. Right? Oh, that energy. Yeah, you know, I remember, you know, he ate a donut and he was unhappy. And then he got all weird when he talked about this life. Right? So that's why I do this stuff. I'm pretty passionate about this stuff. I love it. I live it. I love it. It's great. So goji berries, cacao, hemp, raw honey. Raw honey. How many people live in this area? Good. Come back. I sell local honey from, I jar the stuff. That's how local it is. And it's from Wakefield. In the springtime, we have some now from last spring. Make sure you're getting honey in season, every season. You want to do one thing? Get honey in season, every season. Add it to your diet, a tablespoon a day. Allergies will go away. Honey is the only substance on the human planet that doesn't go bad because it has its own bacteria network. So you take honey in your system on a regular basis, you will maintain the proper GI bacteria. Thank you. You will maintain the proper GI bacteria in your digestive tract. If you want to travel from here to let's say California, where I'm going next weekend, I will travel with honey because the bacteria in your area will ground you and you will decrease your jet lag. It is a phenomenal product. Local, raw honey. Don't go to Whole Foods and get raw honey. Don't go to the grocery store and get clove honey. You need the raw stuff. Okay? And it needs to be local, within 10 miles of your house. No, it's garbage. And the way that you test if it's real honey, no, you take it and you put it in the freezer, and then you pull it out, and then you try to warm it up to liquefy it, and it won't maintain that anymore. Real honey will get cold because when honey gets cold, it hardens. It's normal because it protects the bees. All you do is you take it, boil some water, and then just take it, put it in the... Never get honey wet. It will mold. That's the only thing kills honey is water. So just take it and put it in warm water. Never in a microwave. Throw your microwaves away. Sorry, just an opinion. So take it, put it in warm water, or put it next to a heater, next to a stove, and the honey will liquefy again. Like that honey over there that you have right to the left of you, that honey was a solid block of honey when I got it, and then I just put a heat belt on it. Yeah, I'll show people that and see. Can you grab that for me? Thanks, pal. Yeah, so this is the honey. These bees, right? Every piece of honey is going to be different. These bees were in lilacs. This is 011. This honey is 011. Okay? So this was when these bees were in the lilac bushes. So this honey tastes like lilacs. So if you have an allergic reaction to lilacs, you eat that honey and you eat that over a season, you will not have an allergic reaction to lilacs anymore. All right? Bees trapped. So the next one you get is going to be darker, a lot more antioxidants. It might be in the pine bushes. You know, or then it might be in azaleas. So the change will taste depending on the flower that the bees are in. So honey is very good. Get into honey. Honey is a good superfood. And then maca for hormones, blue green algae and coconut. So this is where I'm going to tell you, with your smartphones, or what you can do is you can give us your name and email list. All of those, where's Anna? She left. That's fine. Anna, thank you. Anna, can you just get a piece of paper? Thanks. Just a piece of paper, and then just put name, email address, right, just so people can do it if they don't have the ability to text. So you will get the superfood guide, and it will go through. It'll lay out all the benefits, and it'll lay out the benefits and the servings that you should have for these superfoods daily. Or not even daily, but just get them in your diet, okay? Then the next thing is I also put together, actually it's from a book that I'm writing, but the eating guidelines. So, you know, what foods to combine, okay? So you should combine certain foods, you know, and then you know, a morning routine. I put together a morning routine, and then we also gave you three recipes or diets for that morning routine. Okay? No cow's milk. Do you think I like cow's milk? Am I a big cow's milk fan? Oh, this is good. Matt, sit back. All right. So then the Atlantis Wellness Guide. No, I'm only kidding, Matt. So you can combine foods here. Then a good morning routine. Why do I? Can somebody give me a good reason why I do not like cow's milk? Well, those are all good reasons. Sorry, I need life again. Huh? Yeah. What causes the inflammation in your body? What is casein? A protein. So milk, cow's milk, has 14 extra proteins that are undigestible by the human body. It's estimated that about 60% of the population or 70% of the population is allergic to it. And that's just, I mean, has anybody eaten ice cream and got in the back of their throat? It's a mucus producer. Do you think mucus production that coats the whole entire GI tract is good for absorption of vital nutrients and minerals, or is bad for absorption?
Bad.
It's bad for absorption. It kills absorption. And milk is high in calcium, but you don't absorb it because of the fact that milk is absorbed in it. I mean, calcium is absorbed in an acidic environment. What is milk? Is it a base or acid? It's a base. So it never activates that. So I never get activated, right? So I'm here. Remember, I'm in the enzyme again. And then you walk by and you're calcium, like knocking on my door. And you're like, right? Because you're a base too. You're like with some, I don't know, whatever. So you're with somebody I don't like, and I'm not going to let you through, even though you're a calcium. So that's what happens because milk is a base. But you brought your friend. And your other friend is phosphate. I love phosphate. So I'm going to let phosphate come through every single time because phosphate and calcium challenge this channel. So come on, phosphate. Yeah, phosphates are coming through. And I'll let all the phosphates through. And calcium be like, whoa, what's up? It was like when I was young and I was in Miami, right? And I went to a club. And I thought, what's going on? You know, I'm at a club. And they don't have lines there. They have groups. And they picked everybody but me to go in. And they pick people, and the way you look, they let you in. Or you don't get in. I felt sad. But brings me back to this whole thing, that you let phosphates in. Is phosphate, what do you think, what does phosphate do to your blood? Make it acidic or alkaline? Acidic. Very acidic. Really acidic. Like super acidic, which is bad. Why? How does the body buffer the blood? Draws calcium from where?
Bones.
So when you drink milk, you are making yourself more osteoporotic. Yes, I said it. Oh, sorry, and I spit. That was a goji berry. Yes.
Let's say that we eat really healthy all day long and we're in that be right state and the whole bit, but we want a little gelato at the end of the night.
No problem. Absolutely. Oh, at the end of every night? No, well, all right, here we go. All right, listen. Oh, milady. Okay. Your body constantly adapts to your daily rituals. Once in a time rituals are not bad. I love it. I hear it all the time. Oh my God, I ate a salad today. I ate so healthy. But they had, you know, McDonald's the day before. You can't eat healthy some of the time. It doesn't matter. Just eat healthy bad. Just eat bad all the time. But if you eat good all the time, you can't eat bad. Right? You'll just have a negative reaction and you'll just poop your brains out. But other than that, what will happen is you're not going to do any damaging effect. It's going to be short term. Because ultimately your body adapts to your daily rituals over your whole life. So whatever you're doing daily ritualistically, you got to cut that out. But if you want a gelato every once in a while, you know,
every once in a while.
Well, you're going to have to. So, well, now you're getting in my head. All right. I want you out of my head. But here's once in a while depends on your lifestyle. So if you are a person that are a type A personality, you shouldn't have coffee, right? Or if you're a type A personality and your body's acidic, then once in a while is weekly. You know what I mean? It depends on how well the other aspects of your life are. So, as a whole state of things, don't take dairy on a regular basis. Yeah. I know. I really should just glazed right over this. But raw milk is a little bit better for you because it's not pasteurized, but I still don't like the protein in it. It doesn't matter. I mean, if you're going to drink anything, drink raw milk, drink cream. You know, cream is good because unpasteurized, people are like, oh my God, so fat. You know how much fat? Right there, hips. I don't care about the fat. Fats stabilize your insulin levels. You want to lose more weight, eat more fat. Oh my God. No, it can't be. Right? That's the process in your mind. People are like, no way. Low fat, salt beach. Oh my God, I'm so confused.
Where do you stand on gluten?
Who said that? Again, you.
I'm sorry, I have a lot of questions.
I know. The deeper the rabbit hole goes, the more questions there are. I don't like gluten. I do a gluten-free challenge every year where I take people off of gluten twice a year, actually, January and it might be June this year. Now, I believe you should be significantly gluten-reduced, right? If your goal, like I said, in moderation, you're not going to have too much of an issue with gluten. If you're balanced, if your brain's in the right place, if you have good, proper GI tract, gluten does cause some of the inflammatory issues to happen. But, you know, you need to make the considerations where you can pull gluten out. Like if you have a Caesar salad, just take the croutons out. You know, if you can make smart decisions, if you are going to have a hamburger because you're at a cookout during the summer, just get rid of the bun and just eat the burger. You know, I mean, yeah, maybe it's not the healthiest thing for you, but eliminate gluten where you can, but don't. Oh, was that cooked on the same grill that, you know, the buns were on? I'm sorry, I'm out. You know, you don't need to be like that, but you should definitely limit gluten.
And do you eat red meat?
Now, wasn't that me?
Yeah.
I do. Yep. Mm-hmm. Nitrates and nitrites are not so good. I make sure that all my meats are farm raised, right? Why? Because I want to make sure that the fats that I'm getting from the animal are natural fats, right? So I'll eat fish also. I eat everything, you know, but I make different considerations. I won't buy my stuff at, you know, forget it. I'm not going to name a store. Oh no, I'm sorry. All right, I'm not, you know, like Stop and Shop, or Star Market or something like that, because I want to make sure what I'm thinking about doing this year is getting a cow as an office, you know what I mean? And getting, you know, sending out something we know, we go to the farm, right? We know the you don't need to know the animal. But you trust that I picked the right animal, and then we have the meat, we have the thing, we have it with the cow butchered, and then we eat the meat here. I know, Anna, I know you, I'm sorry. But that's the better way to do stuff. You know, it might be the little crazy way, but let me tell you, Atlantis, Island of Atlas, Atlantis literally represents a place that's people that, anybody ever read Atlas Shrugged? A place where you're taken out of the norm and you're put into this whole little holistic culture. I just do things differently, and we do things differently as a culture, and that's what I'm trying to create.
And what about GMO foods? How do you even avoid them? They're just everywhere.
Yeah, you make these considerations, right? So there's so much garbage in the foods that we're eating. You're asking the right questions, so just because you're asking those questions, you're healthier. You'll kill yourself. Even the organic foods have... I can't even find a watermelon with season in anymore. Yes?
I have a general question about just overall dairy. So, you know, it would be better to eat goat cheese. What's your take on that?
Well, cheese is cultured differently. So you don't have to limit it. Goat milk is definitely closer to human milk. And it doesn't have as many reactive proteins, okay? Now, you don't need to take yourself off of dairy completely, right? I have no problem putting cheese on something. I mean, I like it. It's good. But I'm not going to drink a glass of milk every single day. I'm not going to put milk in my cereal. I don't even use it. I don't even have milk in the house, right? I'm not going to make the consider. I'm going to stay away from the dairy when possible. But if I want to have cheese on something, I love the taste of cheese. I like dairy. I mean, I'll drink cream. I don't care, you know. But I won't do it on a regular basis. All right, because of the phosphates in it. The phosphates make your blood acidic.
So what makes the cheese different from milk?
It's cultured a little bit differently. It still is the same protein, which technically your body absorbs it just a little bit differently, like yogurt, but I'm not a big fan of yogurt. But I don't do it regularly is the big thing. Okay, don't do it regularly. When you notice if you have a little bit of cheese, you don't get the thing in the back of them. If you take a glass of milk, that's a lot of dairy. If you put cheese on, so like a slice of cheese, it's a fraction of the amount of protein that you're getting. Okay? So... sorry about this. Forget it. No cow's milk. I'm just not a big fan. Then the afternoon routine, you know, don't eat, overeat. Try not to combine too much liquid when you eat. Because what does that do? Dilutes the acid. So if you're diluting the acid in the top part of the stomach, what's happening lower? That you're getting chunks of food and the bacteria just don't absorb it well. And then what happens is you're becoming nutrient depleted, okay? But this is a guide, okay, just to kind of go back, the Atlantis Wellness Eating Guidelines, you will be emailed, okay? And, you know, like I said, I just kind of put all these things down, more just rules of nutrition. And then also what we did is we put together, and Anna put together, actually Anna specifically, put together our recipe book. And are the recipes all gluten-free? Yeah. So it's a gluten-free recipe book. How many? Okay. Thank you. Fantastic. So they're just meals. So you'll get that also. And if you want all that stuff, you can do one of two things. you can put your name on that list that was going around, or you can text the word, this is cool, I'm into this, right? Text the word back to 77948. And then you text that word back to 77948. You will get an auto-responding message coming from me, and it says, email me your name and email address. So it's very simple. So you can either, I know, and I know, I didn't know that option was going to be there, but just some people. So I do this if I'm in like a big crowd and that thing couldn't go around. Anybody need that phone number? No, I didn't think so. So step one, align right. Why is that important?
Nervous system
controls everything. Step two, think right. Why is that important?
Your brain has to tell it to do it.
Yep, your brain needs to focus its energy to the digestive tract, to the stomach. Then digest right. Probiotics. Want to make sure you take, yes? Probiotics you can take anytime. You just want to get probiotics in your system on a regular basis. Yes. Yes, but you wouldn't be taking too much.
How do you know how much to take? How do you know how deficient your particular...
That's a good question. You don't. You judge it through your stools. You'll know the first thing you take, when you take a probiotic, right? So there are different levels of probiotics. The ones that I do are typically maintenance type of levels. So anywhere from, so a yogurt, right? How many people hear yogurt's good for us? So it's because of the what in it? Probiotics. If you take probiotics and dump it on a donut, does it make the donut good for you? So, well, yeah, maybe it does. So anyways, so the probiotics in a yogurt would be like 100 million. Okay? The probiotics that we have here, the maintenance dose, the lowest level dose is about 9 billion. Then an upper level dose, which would be, you know, anybody that has a small digestion issue, you know what I mean, not going to the bathroom regularly, you'd take a 20 billion. Some people that have really bad digestion, 50 billion. And then real bad, 225 billion. So you can take an awful lot. The first thing that's going to happen when you take a probiotic is die off. You are going to have upset stomach galore because the bad bacteria will be killed by the overwhelming good bacteria coming in. They will be fighting for stop, and you'll have like a tumor over here and then a tumor over here. And then so you let that process go through. Once that process settles down, right, and I'm coaching you through this while you're doing it. Once that process settles down, then you just get regular probiotics in your diet.
Explain again why we aren't getting them in our diet.
Because you don't, we don't have, the sources aren't there for them.
Okay.
Yeah, because the foods that we don't have any probiotics on them because
they've been so.
Yeah, because they last so long now or they would break down. Right. Right? Yeah. Loves honey, but honey has bacteria in it. So the honey and the bacteria. I've had, anybody know Joe McCullough? Anybody know that name? Yeah, Dr. McCullough. Joe and I had a conversation on this, 45 minutes, right? We were at a outside event together, and we just sat down and we were talking. I'm like, Joe, I'm going to have to tell you one of the things that we disagree on is honey. He's like, oh, yeah, I know. He changed his whole tune on honey. Because I said, the problem is your anybody see him attack honey? Just calling it high fructose corn syrup? You're right. Honey, if you're talking about clove honey, even raw honey, you're getting, it's high on the glycemic index. But if you're talking about raw local honey, it's a totally different story. Because of the health benefits you're getting and the amount of bacteria that's in it. So that's how it plays in. Okay? It has so much bacteria in it that the bacteria is feeding on the sugar in it. Yeah, you know, stevia is a sweetener. You could use stevia as a sweetener, and it's low on the glycemic index. You know, I don't know that. I don't. It is, yeah. I don't know that. I would assume.
Is there a diagnostic tool to determine whether somebody has stevia, or
are
you just?
They go in and they check.
You can spit in water.
Yeah, in the best way, and I can't even say it because I hate saying it. That was I telling you this. Some people ask me all the time, and I don't even do the studies. I can have them here. I just don't like them. They're poop studies. I can't even think about going in the toilet and pulling out my poop and putting it in a jar and sending it to a lab. Because I can't functionally do it and even think about it, I would never even sell one of them. I don't care if they're $2 and they give me a lot of information. But you can have a stool study. Yeah, maybe stool is better. Done. I don't even want to be involved in it. But that will... Yeah, good. That's how you tell if you have candida. Yes.
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I just that stuff just. All right. Oh, that's it. I'm done. Okay. Fantastic. I have one last thing I want to go over. Okay. Everybody, pass these around and go around. Now, I'd say all of this stuff about. I talk about all of this stuff, right? And they say, you know, you need the state, you need this, you need that. I really don't want to talk about supplements too much. And then I do micronutrient testing. Well, you know, it sounds a little contrary to the belief, but ultimately, the nutrients that you eat in the food, the micronutrient testing is it's a test that we do. It's a blood test. That analyzes, it gives me a full vitamin profile, what's going on in your body, gives me an antioxidant profile, fatty acid profile, tells me how insulin, how sensitive you are to insulin levels, so that it tells you everything there that it takes. And what I do with that is that gives me, and I still won't give you a supplement on the second that we sit down, because it's telling me about the state that you are in. So I am using this testing not to just put everybody on supplements, because I don't believe in that. I'm using this testing as another tool to let me identify the state that you're in. Then based on that, we give you a whole bunch of information, because you'll sit down with me. We'll give you a whole bunch of information on what to eat. Right? Diet-wise, based on where your nutrients are lacking, then we will make a recommendation for the vitamins. Okay? So we are doing this now. We were filled up for February. We are also going to be doing it again in March. I mean, you have the opportunity to get on the list if you want to put your name on the list, because I haven't sent out an email yet. The February one booked up in, I think, the first email or the first or second email. This one will do the same. So if you want to have this testing done, the testing, and it's really complicated in Massachusetts, there's no money made on testing. So there's no, like, I can't decrease the testing, because the testing comes directly from the lab. You pay them directly. The lab testing to have this done, and it's a little confusing, but if you have insurance, all insurance except for Cigna and Medicare, this testing is $260, $190 to the lab, $50 for us to go over it with you, and the initial and all the other stuff that comes along with it, all the external material. So what is it, Anna? $260, right? Yes. Now, if you have Medicare, Cigna, or cash, it's $100 more than that. And that's it. Those are the two different options for this testing, if you want to have it done. Okay? It's totally up to you. but I just want to let you know what it does. What we have broken down is we have different scenarios. So the way that it will work is we'll come in based on your intake. We'll say, okay, are we looking for, you know, is somebody that we're working with ADHD? Are we working with somebody for sports nutrition, fatigue, female infertility issues? So we have a whole host of spectrums that we work with. I know the history. So then I have kind of my mindset of what I'm already going to talk about. The test comes back. I see what you're deficient in. Then we give you guidance and recommendations on what to do with that. That is a new service that we've offered at Atlantis starting last month. We haven't even gone over one with anybody yet. It's so new. Okay, because it takes 3.5 weeks for the test to come back to us. So that is something that you can do. So again, if you would like some of those beautiful bites, you can do an order form, or there's some in the back. I think we only have a few. It's $5 a bag if you want to purchase them tonight. If you want to get all of this information, make sure that your name and your email address is on this list. Even if you registered for this, you had to show up to get the stuff, right? So if you want the information that we gave today because you came to the talk and you will get the recording, just make sure your name and your email address is on here. Yep. If you'd like to order some of those bites, the order form is right here. And then if you want the nutritional testing, we're just going to have to put you on a list. Oh, and then we have something you can go home with tonight. This is a guide. Morning snacks, healthy munchies, sweet and salties, and protein snacks. It's a snack, quick snack guide. Healthy snack guide. All right? Thank you so much. Thank you for coming. Thank you for asking questions. Thank you for being you. Eat life.
Thank you.
Huh? Oh, yeah. What's in those things?